We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single. Even though if you jizz on a pillow, I'll still sleep in it. How awful. That one's the worst because I'm just sleeping in the wet spot. Like, it's so gross.
Oh, baby.
Oh, boy. But you know what? When you're desperate, you'll do anything. I'm kidding. I'm not desperate. I truly am not. Please stop asking me out my DMs. My guest today hosts a podcast called What a Day. It's Akilah Hughes.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I don't know why.
It's hard to remember.
I had so much trouble remembering that. Yeah. Also, were you on Pod Save America?
Yeah.
Or did you write for it?
I was on the HBO special. I was their field correspondent.
Yes. Oh, that's such a treat. Akilah, you lived in New York, yes?
Yeah, for 7 years. And I just moved out here.
Just got here.
Yeah.
How long ago did you get here?
Like 3 months.
Dang. So yeah, you're brand spanking new.
I am.
And do you like LA? How are you feeling?
I feel lots of ways. I think that the diversity is a little lacking.
Oh yeah. It's a pretty segregated city.
It's very segregated.
And you wouldn't know that till you get here. But like most major cities are kind of segregated. Like Chicago's segregated.
That's right.
I think I've said this before on the pod, but I'll say it again. My whole family lives on the south side of Chicago, and there are no white people there. So when I moved to New York, white people would be like, oh, I'm from Chicago. I'm like, you're from a suburb. Surely you don't mean my Chicago.
Yes.
And then downtown, yeah, there's white people because they commute in from work.
That's right.
And then I went somewhere. Maybe it was the north side, or maybe it was the... maybe it was the north side.
Yeah.
I went for a show. I was with my friend Mateo Lane, and it was all white people.
Yeah.
And I kept gasping. Every time I saw one, I was like, what? It felt wrong.
Yeah, it's just like, it was jarring in a way I didn't expect. I'm from the South, so like, I've been around white people, but I moved to New York, and I'm like, okay, everybody's black. I moved here, and I'm like, no one. I mean, in Crooked's defense, they do Pod Save America. Their office is all black people. So I'm like,
oh, really?
Very safe in that area. But I feel just very lost. I also have no life yet, which I think is par for the course when you move anywhere. Working and figuring out where you are.
It's hard.
Yes.
I will say, I think it's easier for like actors or comics because
you're always on the road.
You're either on the road or you're like taking a class or you're performing and you make friends where you go.
Yeah.
And then maybe you know a friend who moved from New York who moved to LA.
Right.
But like real people who like moved to work at IBM in like Iowa, how the fuck do you make a friend?
You don't. That's why like, you don't hear about
crazy.
Their lives because they're just sitting at home staring at the wall waiting for their body to die.
Like, when? when will death come? I mean, sometimes I'm like, when will death come? But like not in a depressed way, in a way where I'm like, I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
Like, when can I think it's fair. Sleep forever?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, if a vacation is unrealistic, death seems certainly more realistic.
Yeah, it does. It's like, well, I don't think I can get the time off and I need to keep working. Yeah. But if I die, then no, I don't need to work because I'm dead. Are you single?
I'm single.
Okay.
I'm single. Also, let me apologize in advance. My voice sounds crazy because it's, when we are recording this, it is holiday party season and I'm just wrecked.
It is holiday party season. I was supposed to go to 2 holiday parties yesterday. Only made it to 1. I brought 2 bottles of wine, so I drank 2 bottles of wine. Yes. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, oh no, I don't feel okay. And then my dog was like, I feel like he was trying to whisper to me. I woke up to him like in my ear, be like, and I was like, what does that mean? He's looking at me now. He's like, bitch, don't tell everyone our secrets. Yeah, so I was like a little hungover this morning.
Yeah, maybe he's just making sure you're still alive. He was like, hello, hello.
Maybe. He was like, if you die, who's going to walk me?
Yeah, I'm going to eat your body in the next 20 minutes if you don't wake up.
Honestly, I don't even know if he would wait to like not feel a pulse. Like if I slept for more than 8 hours, he would just start eating me.
He'd be like, oh, that's a finger.
He's the hungriest hippo I've ever met. So, okay, you've been single.
I've been single.
For how long?
So, like, official relationship or, like, consistent hookup partner?
I don't
it's hard
know
to say.
The difference anymore.
I mean, honestly, I think in our day and age, there really isn't much of a difference, except for, like, at some point somebody said that you were dating.
Yes.
But consistent hookup partner, it's probably been since, like, 2016.
Okay.
It's been a minute. The full election.
Oh, dang. The full election.
We are now.
What a way to.
Yeah. 2020 is going
to
be better.
Time. I keep saying 2020 is going to be my year.
Yes.
I cannot wait. I truly think it's going to be my year.
I think so too.
Clyde, come up here. My dog is here.
Clyde does not want to hang out for the pod.
No, he's like, I think he's mad at me. Aww. So I left him yesterday for like 3 hours, maybe 5 hours, 6 hours, because I had to go buy a motorcycle. And
what?
Then
what are you talking about?
I had to go buy a motorcycle. Then I had to go to a holiday party.
Did you ride the motorcycle to the holiday party?
No, it's being delivered on Wednesday because I didn't trust myself to drive it the 30 miles home.
I cannot believe that you bought a motorcycle yesterday.
Hell yeah, I did. I'm going to ride a motorcycle, man.
do you know how to ride a motorcycle?
It's up for debate.
Do you have a motorcycle license?
No, I do not. I failed my road test. flew off the motorcycle.
No.
I've had a limp for 2 weeks.
No.
My therapist was like, we need to talk about what you actually think self-love is.
Yeah. You're like, it's this motorcycle.
And I was like, yeah, it's riding a motorcycle. It's doing whatever I fucking want to do, lady. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then I went to a holiday party, so he's been alone, and I think he's mad at me.
Yeah, I feel that.
But buying a motorcycle was like the most they made it. So like buying a car is annoying.
It's
buying a motorcycle, but it was annoying.
Yeah.
It assigned so much shit, and then like, they kept being like, here's the price. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, like I said, yeah.
You told me already.
I'm holding the pin.
And they're like, I would actually, it's like $35 more because of this charge. And I was like, that's 30, okay.
Yeah, like I think I'm okay.
I'm okay.
If you've decided to buy a motorcycle, another $35 is not going to deter you. Like, actually, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, you know what?
I like my car.
That's a little too much. $30, unsubscribe, I gotta leave. And the guy who sold it to me, I was like, so do you have like a lot of motorcycle friends? Because he was like 23, adorable, and like, I don't know, fun to talk to. So I was like, do you have any motorcycle friends? He was like, I only have 2. And I was like, oh, what happened to the rest? He was like, they're all either dead or in jail. And I was like, wait, what?
That's what happens when you have a motorcycle, Nicole. What do you think your future holds?
Well, he was like, one tried to evade the police, so he's a felon.
Oh, dang.
And then he's like, one of them flew off a bridge. He was like, the motorcycle was okay, though, but he's paralyzed.
That's the one you bought?
And I was like, oh, my God. Dang. And then he's like, another one, he was being stupid. He took a turn too hard. He fell off a cliff, and he's dead. I was like, okay, this is, I was like, were they all wearing their gear? He said, no. And I said, well, I'll wear my gear.
Yeah, I'll be wearing it. I'll be wearing.
Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
No, and I will never.
Okay,
fair. I'm terrified. I also am like, I think that I am cautious to a fault. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the person who, like, signals always and honks at people, and then I get flipped off in LA because they don't signal and then they just cut you off. And I'm like, excuse me, there are actual rules to driving.
Yes. I honestly do believe that the rules are merely a suggestion.
I mean, you and the rest of LA. But like, I always have to hang back four car lengths because of like someone's about to like Mario Kart over my car.
I mean, yeah. But when it's super busy, I will use my turn signal because like that's nice. But, like, if there's nobody on the road, I'm not using my turn signal. Also, I'm not stopping at a stop sign.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? It's nighttime. No one's on the road.
It's real.
So you haven't dated anyone or had a consistent hookup since before the lovely,
it was back in Obama's
beautiful President Trump. Oh, so do you think that maybe your body is closed up until he leaves office?
I mean, not totally. Like, I've definitely had, like, hookups. Just, I'm like, nothing can be consistent in this time because we're living in, like, a fake time.
Sure. It does feel like a vacuum. Like a weird, we got sucked up into this weird, dirty vacuum bag and everyone's acting poorly and the wildest shit is happening every goddamn day.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm actually done being mad about stuff. Like,
I mean,
Stephen King used the word ghetto to describe horror movies and like how they get nominated. And I think he just meant they're ghetto as in like segregated from like being considered.
Oh.
But like the entire internet's mad today. I'm like, I'm not mad. I can't be mad about the word ghetto right now from Stephen King. The world is on fire.
He's using the word correctly.
Yeah, like that's the definition.
Yeah.
But people just don't know. They're like, he's trying to co-opt ghetto. I'm like, that's a different ghetto, babe.
Yeah, there's different definitions to different words. I mean.
But that's the thing. Who has the time
also,
to educate anymore?
I'm Jews like, you know lived in a ghetto when Hitler was like.
Didn't Elvis have a song called time. It's like Christmas time in the ghetto?
Well, Elvis we can be mad at because Elvis stole his whole act from black people.
Yeah, from the ghetto.
Yeah, he went to the ghetto and he was like, ooh, I like everything that's happening here. And then didn't even change the title of the song.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, we love Elvis. This is so original. Christmas in the ghetto. And he's like, sipping on a 45.
I'm sure that's the lyrics.
I don't know. I
think it is.
I don't know very many Elvis songs. I know he ain't nothing but a hound dog.
For sure.
Walking all the time because it's in
Pound Puppies.
What?
Do you remember that show Pound Puppies? The cartoon from the 90s. That was a theme song.
Really?
That's how I know it.
No, I know it from Forrest Gump. Thank you.
Okay, good point.
I watch it every time it's on television during the holidays. And
you have
year,
a lot of time to watch Forrest. It's a 5-hour movie.
Yeah, and it's a bad movie and I love it.
Yeah.
I've seen it no less than 1,000,000 times. Okay, so the last person you were dating, hooking up with, like, continuously, who ended it?
It was mutual, I think, which is rare. But it was sort of like we were also kind of seeing other people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, actually, like, I think this guy's cute, so I'm going to try it. It didn't end up being anything. And I was like, actually, he's still available. He's like, no, I fell in love. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, good for you. One of us made it.
I've never been a part of a mutual, let's not do this again. It's always the other person.
It's actually
being
happened
like,
to me several times.
No, for me, it's always the other person being like, I'm gone. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I'll keep texting you until you say something really hurtful.
Oh, no. Hurt me to lose me.
Sometimes I said to my friend, oh, maybe I said this on the podcast the other day. I don't know. It's all of it's running together.
Yeah, that's how I've been doing my whole life. I could be just talking to myself.
But truly, I have been so horny lately that I'm like, I'm gonna walk into traffic. Like, I have to do something about being this horny. Like, I feel dangerous.
Yeah.
And like, I'm horned up and I'm like, like a little riled up as well. Like, I keep losing my mind in my car. Like, I screamed at this man the other day because he wouldn't let me merge. And I was like,
yeah.
For what?
Did you have
We're
a signal?
Bumper to bumper traffic. I did. And I was like in his lane and he just kept coming and wouldn't let me merge. So then I hit him with my car and then I got off the 5.
Yeah.
I like lightly tapped him and then he started to get out of the car and I was like,
yeah, like, sorry, you stopped.
Staying behind you, you idiot. Chase me. Let's do this.
Real. Like, you're going to have to shoot my tires, man.
Yeah. And then I was like, I think I need to get laid. And I think I understand like angry men.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, When you put it that way, it has actually recontextualized every angry man I've ever met. I'm like, these men are it's been so several angry years.
They're just so horny that they're turning violent. So do you, you've been in LA for only 3 months.
Yeah.
But have you noticed whether you think dating is harder or easier in LA?
I think it's harder because, I mean, partially transit, like, it really, like, in New York, I do feel like I kind of try to stay to my borough when it comes to dating. But if I, you know, I was in Brooklyn, I could go to, like, Lower Manhattan or, like, early Queens. You know, I'm not going deep in Queens, but I could go, you know, where the G train stops. I can do that. In L.A., it's like, it is a real commitment. Like, I'm not going to date someone in Pasadena. Like,
no.
It's not going to happen. I'm sorry, guys. I live in, like, Melrose. So it's just, like, a little bit farther apart. I also, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm new, but I don't know where people, like, go to meet people. Like, it's not like in New York where it's, like, every bar is bad.
Every
and you just stand
single
there.
Bar.
Like, it's all a dive.
Yeah.
And here
yeah.
I'm like, oh, people are, like, having dinner like it was a plan. And I'm standing at the bar. Like, anybody?
Having dinner like it's a plan. Well, I, like, found a list of, like, hot, hip places. But then I felt that they were, like, too hot and hip. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to find my person
yeah,
there.
I'm looking for, like, kind of, like, disgruntled older man that's just, like, we both ended up here by accident.
It is. I feel like in L.A., people don't really go out with, like, intentions. Their single friends to,
no.
like, find somebody. I feel like it's like, we're a group of people and we're friends and we don't intend on making a single other friend.
Exactly. Don't talk to us.
Yeah. I feel like every bar in L.A. is, you can't sit here.
Yeah.
Another Forrest Gump reference.
It's very true. And I love that that's your frame of reference for everything.
I mean, I really love Forrest Gump.
Who doesn't?
What are your top 8 movies? And what's your MySpace 8 movies?
My MySpace 8 movies. Oh, man. Okay, so, you know what? No caveats. Pretty Woman is my favorite movie.
Whoa.
I love that movie. I think it is beautiful.
Okay.
And, like, just the wide shots. It's so smart. I love it. I feel like, also, if you read the script, the script is so bad.
Oh, is
that,
it?
Like, it truly came down to good improvising to make that worthwhile.
Oh.
It's bad. Like, the scene where Julia Roberts is in the shop and she's like, big mistake, huge, was initially this very long drawn out thing that's like, I was in here earlier and you were not nice to me. And now I have money and you need to be nice to me. And I'm like, this is garbage. Thank God she's just like, who are you? I'm rich.
Julia Roberts was just like, I'm going to just say big mistake. And then I'm going to use a synonym. I'm going to say huge.
I'm going to equate the mistake several times. Then I will walk out of the store without
That's
buying anything.
Very funny.
So I love that movie. Lion King.
Okay.
What movies do I watch all the time? Is it weird that that's the only two that I can think of? I mean.
Nope. That's great.
Movies that I like love. You do yours. You have to do yours. I feel like I'm not thinking of, like, give me a genre, I'm dead. 8 movies?
Yeah, you don't have a MySpace top 8
of
movies?
My, like, favorites. I mean,
okay, Ghost, Sister Act, Made in America.
Ooh, Made in America. Wait,
Eddie.
No, Coming to America would be number
Coming to America is also very good. Let's see, that's 5 for me.
I like Live Action
Vinny.
Grinch.
What?
I like Live Action Grinch.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
Oh my God, it's uproarious.
Death Becomes Her. That's 7. I don't know what my 8th one
is. Ooh, Jackie Brown.
I just watched it. That's good.
I really liked it. I think it's better now than it would have been in 2000 because it is so, like, you remember every set piece of that time. Like those big butt silver TVs that were terrible. Like the flat screen with the thickest border you've ever seen. It just felt like, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember the 2000s. Yeah, okay. All right. These are all good.
It's okay. I gave you a hard number of movies. 5 is normal. 3
is great. I like prestige film, but for some reason, nothing is hitting me. And I'm like, am I wrong? I watch so much more TV than movies now that I think that, like, it all feels like a stretch. Also, every movie I liked when I was younger is bad now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's wild to watch, like, some of my old favorite movies and be like, very problematic.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this whole premise is wrong.
We don't do that again.
The Dark Knight, up there.
Really?
I quote that movie 5 times a week.
I mean, you're going to get so many men slipping in your DMs. I'm kidding. Yeah. Only 6 straight men listen to this podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
And they've all made themselves known, which has been very nice.
You're like, they're in rotation and they will not stop talking to
me. Truly. I said it once. I was like, 6 or 7 straight men listen to it. And then at every live show I've had, like, one man will be like, I'm one of the six or seven. And it makes me laugh because I'm like, I don't think more than six or seven people have come up to me to say this.
There you go.
At my live show in Boston, we were like trying to figure out if I did have any straight male friends. And I was like, who's a straight male here? And there was like a pretty decent smattering of people. I was like, wow, more than I thought. And I was like, and who is single? And then there was one.
No.
And then I was like, would you date me? And then silence. And
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, like, great, wonderful. Thank you for making yourself
perfect,
known.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
This is what I wanted the outcome to be.
Okay, we have to take a break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so what qualities are you looking for in a person to have a relation with? Oh my God.
Yeah.
To have a relationship with.
Okay. So I think that this is the problem. I think this might be shallow, but it didn't occur to me that's shallow, but I want it to be kind of easy. I want them to like have their life together.
Oh, sure.
And I want to like, just like show up as like a guest star in like what they're doing. Like I want their house to be together. I want them to have shit on the walls. I want them to like have a carpet and I want like a rug. And I want to be like, great, you already figured this part out. So I don't have to like, you know, be that element of your life. I want someone who is like incredibly ambitious and not in the same lane as me at all.
Okay.
Like a really sexy, ambitious doctor or like a really sexy, ambitious architect, or even like an ambitious middle manager at a White Castle. Like as long as they have like an idea of what they want their life to be, so that I like all of our conversations aren't like, I mean, I don't know, I could do anything, because I feel like that's a lot of the dudes that I've been with. I think that they should love at least one member of their family.
Okay,
but not too much.
Okay,
I dated a guy once that loved his dad so much, which I think is very sweet, but to the point where like it kind of broke or fell apart because he was like, I don't know if my dad would date you. And I'm like, do you want me to date your dad? I don't understand what the context is.
Did he say that out loud?
He literally said it out loud. And I was like, yeah, he probably wouldn't. He probably would not. And then I was like, it's weird that you only want to date women that your dad would date. So, yeah, okay.
That's gross.
Yeah, I hated it. I was like, well, that's the biggest red flag. It's burning my skin and I should leave.
I mean, if that was the criteria for me to get a boyfriend, I would definitely get a boyfriend. Older men fucking love me.
Oh my God, same.
I don't know why.
What is it about? I don't know either. What's it about?
Especially old white dudes.
Same.
Are just like, oh, you're so exotic. And wow, look at that backside.
They all sound like the mayor from like... Family
Guy. Wow. This exotic little treat just walked in.
And you know what I think it is? I think that like around middle age, white dudes become very free. Like they become the Betty White version of themselves where they're like, who gives a shit? But like we always were. And they're like, whoa, you're like younger than me. And it's like, you're easily better looking. And you also don't give a fuck about social norms.
I guess so. I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird. There's a lot of bullets I'm dodging.
Have you been on any dates out here?
Let's see. I think I have been on one and I didn't know that's what it was.
Oh, what happened?
It was a friend, not even like a friend really, a loose acquaintance that I had met in New York at an event. Mm-hmm. And I like, I don't know, I will give no other identifying characteristics.
Okay.
And he was like, we should get together now that you're out here. Like, let's meet up at this restaurant. I'm like, chill. So I like show up and it's like decent enough, but he's like, can we get the window with the view? And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, I don't know, the whole date-ish thing was like him talking about the kind of woman he wants.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, it was all like things that I'm like, okay, well, like pretty, I mean, if you just like, you know, read my Wikipedia, be like, cool, tight. And then it just like kept happening. I'm like, oh, he really likes me. So we had the dinner, which was fine. He insisted on paying. Then he was like, you want to go to this party? And like my upstairs neighbors are having a party. And I'm like, yeah. To my surprise, so this is a white guy, all of his upstairs neighbors were like cool black people from Bed-Stuy. I'm like, oh, great. Like, I just like blended into the party. Uh-huh. And the whole night, he's just like kind of like 2 feet behind me, like, hey, like we could go downstairs. I'm like, no, I'm playing Uno. Like, leave me alone. Fuck you. These are my people. Uh-huh. I felt very bad.
Oh, well.
But it was just like, I don't know. I also need a guy that I think is really funny. Mm-hmm. And I think that the guy was a little self-serious in a way that I'm like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, who cares about it? Like, we're all dying. We're all gonna die.
Yeah, I like a funny guy, but like funny to me. He doesn't have to be funny to everybody. Yeah,
oh, I agree. I honestly think that the best, or like the guys that I'm most attracted to, all of my friends are like, he sucks. He's not funny. Mm-hmm. He's like the worst. And I'm like, I get his humor.
Yeah, like the other day I put my dog in my pants because I'm really funny and my roommate wasn't laughing and his boyfriend wasn't really laughing and I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah, I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, like how are you all missing this?
And I was like, I need a man who would laugh just as hard or just be like, you're very dumb and that's why I love you.
Yes. Yes, same. I need like an air of absurdity. Mm-hmm. I need a running social commentary.
I mean, have you tried any of the apps out here?
Oh my God, yes. I'm on every app. I'm on Hinge. I'm on Raya. I'm on Tinder, but I haven't used Tinder. I've been on mostly Hinge mm-hmm. and Raya and a little bit of Bump. A little Bump.
Have you met anyone good?
I have matched with some really wonderful people that I've not met up with any of them.
Okay, why? What's
I think it's my fault, actually. I think it's... Okay, so do you have the Citizen app?
No. So,
I don't know why I'm, like, the biggest proponent of this in LA, but the Citizen app is a running, like, ticker of police scanners where mm-hmm. you are. And the crime in LA is much worse than the crime in New York, which I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah. LA is not safe.
It's not safe.
At all. Like, in
people get shot in nice neighborhoods every
people
day.
People get shot in nice neighborhoods. People will steal Stabbed. Your mail right off your doorstep.
Lots of burning trash cans. Lots That's of most
burning
of
trash
it.
Cans. So I have a Ring doorbell and I'll get notifications. One notification was like, naked man on Sunset. And I was like, uh-huh.
Yes.
Sure. Why not?
Right. And so, and I also like, I live kind of close to Cedar Sinai. Mm-hmm. So I hear a lot of helicopters. There's a lot of car chases. And I think that like, I should have waited to download the Citizen app uh-huh. because now I've like, oh, that's probably the guy from the stabbings. Mm-hmm. Like I talk myself out of it. The moment they're like, great, this has been a good conversation. When are you free this week? I'm like, no. Like, I'm the woman that they all hate. I'm the one that, like, doesn't commit. I also have a terrible work schedule.
I have a terrible work schedule, but if I want to go out with someone, I go out with somebody.
Mine is worse. I work 2 to midnight. I'm going to go to breakfast, broad daylight with the stabber. That's what you're saying.
Well, you could go for, like, a brunch sitch.
That's right.
And then I've made people meet me at midnight 30 for dates.
I should do that.
And
did it always end in sex, though?
I was just about to say, and they don't all end in sex, but they absolutely do.
Yeah.
But I fuck on the first date.
I'm not.
I refuse to wait. I'm too horny.
I also don't go on enough dates to not.
Yeah, same. Like,
we're probably not going to see each other again, and it's going to be at 8 months before I do another date. So
why
we
not
just
fuck
do it.
Now?
Real.
The only thing that sucks is like trying to suss out if you're going to fuck.
Yeah.
It's kind of like exhausting.
I literally want to, like, I think that there should be just like an app that's like called When's the Sex Gonna Happen, where you both enter it. Uh-huh. And then like at the end of like the date part, it just says like right now or like never.
Or
and I'm like, good,
you
let
can
me go
only
home.
Match with people who fuck on the first date.
That's an app you could make, Nicole.
Right?
It's called
Where it's like,
F1F.
I fuck on the third date. I fuck on the fifth date. I won't fuck you for 2 months. And then I will not match with anybody who's like, I won't fuck until we're in a relationship.
Yeah, no.
Because then I would kill myself.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
I mean, also no one wants to be in a relationship anymore. Sign of the times.
It does feel like nobody wants to be in a relationship anymore.
I would be happy to, but also I don't settle. So.
Oh. But I also feel like people don't want to be in a relationship until they like want to be in a relationship. Like I have so many friends who are like, oh, I don't know. And then they like meet someone and they're like, we're getting married tomorrow. And you're like, well, what happened to the I don't need a relationship?
Yeah, they're like, because I make my own rules.
Yeah.
I never really believed myself.
I guess.
Sorry.
All I want is a relationship. I desperately want a relationship. I desperately want to call somebody every goddamn day and be like, hello, you care about my life, right?
Oh.
And he's like, yes, I do. And I'm like, good. I tell you a real boring story. You're going to like it.
Yes. I used to have, like, here's my real problem in relationships. Not even relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Here's, like, what my version of relationships tend to be. I find a guy, we absolutely like are perfect for each other. We talk every day. We call each other on the phone and just talk for like 3 hours. And they're like, okay, bye. And then I do that for a decade. And then I'm like, okay, I finally found the courage to say that I'm in love with you. And they're like, no, this was just fun. Like, I actually really like my girlfriend. I'm like, no, you don't.
Dang.
You talk to me every day. Like, you don't like your girlfriend.
Yeah, I feel like men find it easy to talk to me.
Yeah.
Especially when I was younger. Like, I would, I had so many, like, male friends. And yes. I was like, I've never wanted this many straight male friends.
Yeah.
I don't want
and
this.
And now I'm like, if it's not going anywhere, I just cut it off. But I'm like, oh, but I'm so much lonelier. Like, I miss having that person where, like, something happens and I'm like, yo, I got to shoot off this text because someone has to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I want. Like, that's honestly most of it.
Right? Just to sit on a couch with somebody and not speak.
Yeah. Watch just a show like, and then, like, both, like, notice something and be like, that was dumb. We couldn't do it better, but I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite things is watching House Hunters with my roommate and his boyfriend, like a real great third wheel. And we just shout at the TV and it's a great time. I'm like, I need somebody to come help me shout at the TV.
Exactly. I can't just do this by myself when you all aren't here.
They're both out of town, and I've been so lonely.
Oh, my gosh. Well, come hang with me. You don't want to.
No, I'm also working. Yeah. But I wasn't working yesterday. And then the day before, oh, I was, like, working, like, running around. But, like, you get home, and you're just like, there's nobody here to talk to.
Yeah, do you want
to
hear how dark my life is now?
Hell yeah, dude.
All I do is go to work and play Zelda Breath of the Wild on Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is the dorkiest I've ever been. Like, I dream about it. When people ask me what I've been doing, I'm like, I'm really trying to find all of the shrines. I hear there's 120. And they're like, wow, this is bad. This is an ugly thing about you. Don't
this
say it out loud.
Ugly thing about you.
This is a big
thinking about getting a Nintendo Switch.
It is really fun.
Because I want to play Donkey Kong again.
It's really fun.
I've truly been going through it. I'm like, I miss my childhood. I had a great time.
Honestly, though, like, too, like, it's almost like a semblance of a life. Like, I'm like, I'm gathering berries, I'm cooking them, I'm camping at night. Like, I'm doing all of these things on my couch until 5 a.m. And then I'm like, Akilah, this is why you have no one. Like, this is your life.
Honestly, though, I feel like there's so many men out there who love this.
I mean,
who are like, oh, boy, all I want is a girl who plays a video game till 5 a.m.
Until you send me that gamer tag or that 12-digit number that you have to use for Switch, hit me up, play online. That is something. There's a guy that I, like, really like that we have hooked up, and we sometimes play Mario Kart online together, but he doesn't live in L.A. And I don't think that long distance is real.
Okay, why don't you think long distance is real?
Because someone's fucking around. No one is, like, waiting at work, like, can't wait to just have our Skype call and be very, very committed.
You don't think so?
I mean, I feel sorry for those people. I do. I think it sucks. I think that it's, like, selfish. I think people should move for the other person. And I think that we should.
But what
just,
if,
like,
it takes a little bit of time?
Oh, that's fair. But I think in the meantime, there should be, like, an agreement that, like, look.
But what if you don't want to fuck the other person? Like, anybody else? You just want to fuck that person that's away.
This is a very romantic view of the world. You think this is real?
Yeah.
Someone, like, wants to just wait?
Yeah.
I don't know that man.
Well, my parents had a long-distance relationship. Not for a super long time. Maybe, like, a year. Because he moved to Jersey and my mother was still in Chicago.
Isn't it, like, very old-fashioned-y? Like, it's, like, very, like, you're off to war. I'll see you again someday.
Well, he got a job. And then she was going to move eventually. They wrote letters to each other back and forth.
That's very romantic. No one ever writes me letters.
Well, I mean, it's 2019.
Yeah, like, just send a text.
This was, like, in the 70s,
yeah, people
I think
won't even text me back. Why do I expect them to write a nice letter?
Yeah, I mean, if someone wrote me a letter, I'd be like, you're coming to kill me.
Yeah, actually.
Like, how did you get my address? Someone sent me something, and I gave them an address. And then it somehow made it to my house.
Like, your real house.
And I was like, I didn't give you this address.
Yeah.
But then I, like, texted them and I was like, what happened? And he was like, no, I sent it to the address you told me. And I was like, okay. And then I thought about it and I was like, well, when it did get delivered, the FedEx man called me and was like, hello. And I was like, hi. And he was like, is this Nicole? And I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
He was like, is this Nicole? And I said, no, I need to know who this is. He's like, FedEx? And I said, okay. And he's like, did you get your package? And I was like, yes. And it was very strange.
Yeah, weird.
I
think that's a little serial killer-y.
Right? Is the FedEx man trying to kill me?
I mean, who calls on the phone and just asks who it is?
I don't know.
Like, wouldn't you just be like, I delivered a package for someone named Nicole.
Usually FedEx doesn't call.
They also don't bring your package.
Strange.
So 2 points of contact now.
Yeah, FedEx is weird.
What was that?
There was a popcorn kernel in my dock.
You didn't hear it hit the ground and roll, but I did.
Yeah, that was so fucking weird.
Is it holding it all day?
Yeah, I guess.
Are there more?
I don't think so. Oh my
God. Your dock is a couch cushion.
How embarrassing. I have to give him a bath.
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
There's just a popcorn kernel in his hair.
I wasn't going to address it, but we all heard it roll.
Yeah. I thought it was not going to be as loud as it was. Well, you know, me and my dog, two of the dirtiest people in America.
Love you guys.
What was I going to ask you? What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Worst date. Ooh, I know. It was when I first moved to New York. So this is 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy on OkCupid.
Okay.
He had a really great profile and he was 6'5". And I was like, wow, interesting. We went out for drinks and his friends were there. Mm-hmm. Like they had all just gotten back from some like group trip. They were all like the nicest, shiniest people ever. They're like, we love going to Australia. And I'm like, yay, they like me. And I was like, wow, I met a whole group of nice people in a night. Things are wonderful. He was charming.
Mm-hmm.
So finally he was like, okay, well, they're going to bounce. But there's a party. Do you want to go to a party? And I'm like, yeah. Like if it's more people like these people, that sounds nice. We go to this party. This is 2012. It's Bushwick in 2012. Mm-hmm. It's a warehouse that's like a trap party. The moment we get in there, he like drinks an entire bottle of whiskey.
I'm like, oh, no.
That's not great. You're too drunk to do this. The music was really bad. Like, it wasn't like trap music, like mumblecore rap. Like, it wasn't like what is popular today. It was like the early stages. So it just sounded like a meat grinder. And I was like, okay, this is turning. Then he's like, can you give me $50? And I was like, for what? And he was like, I need to go buy cocaine and it's my last chance. And I'm like,
and it's my last chance?
So I don't know why I did this. I gave him $50.
Because you got to see where this is going to end.
Yeah, I was like, I want to see what happens.
And then also, it's your coke.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, maybe I'll do cocaine tonight. So he gets the coke. He puts it on a key. We go to the bathroom. He takes a bump. He's like, just put some on your gums. So he did that. I was like, I don't know if this is good. And then he's like, do you want to suck my dick? Meanwhile, the bathroom is literally just like a toilet overflowing with pee. And it's like him, like everything's sticky. You know how it goes. And I'm like, I would not like to give you a blowjob in this bathroom. Also, I think you may have peed in the toilet. I think this is you. So I was like, okay. And I basically was like, I'm going to do more coke. I leave the bathroom. I go outside. I get in an unmarked car that I believe is a cab. It takes me to my house. I'm not dead. Thank God. And then the coke hit, and I cleaned my whole apartment and bought my bartender roommate sandwiches when they got home at 4 a.m.
Oh.
But it was bad. Also, the next day, he followed up. He texted me and asked me to send him $20 for Chinese food. And I was like, why would I do that? He's like, because I bought the coke. I'm like, no, you didn't. You snorted all of it, and it was my money. And then I had to block him.
Damn.
Not great.
Honestly, he was running a scam on you.
Oh, yeah. I think I fully understand now that at 22, I had no concept.
Did you guys eat Chinese food or was he ordering Chinese food?
He was going to order it, but he needed money to do so. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you my card number.
That's really funny. Can I have $20 for Chinese food? What? I bought the Coke. Yeah, but I'm not with you now.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm hungry. Yeah.
Well, you owe me that money.
That makes sense. That is so wild.
Yeah.
What a wild man. I love him.
Yeah, honestly, I'm sure he's dead. There's no chance he's still alive.
I think I probably would have gone out with him a second time.
You're like, he seems fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was just too broke at the time to keep up his Chinese.
Yeah,
and
to keep
habit.
Up his little spending habits.
Yeah.
What's another? Have you had any more bad dates?
Oh, man. Not especially. I've had like dates that ended in sex that was like weird or like something embarrassing happened.
Do you want to?
Great, I'll tell you. So this wasn't actually a date. It was one of those nights where you go out with all your friends, and we ended up at like a cool gay bar in Hell's Kitchen in New York. And the only other straight or the person there was this guy. So we started making out on the dance floor because we were drunk. So I was like, great, we're leaving. We're going back to my house in Brooklyn. So we take a car. I put on Frank Ocean's Channel Orange album. We're boning. And my bed is like weirdly lofted. Like I think I like no one really has a box spring anymore, but I was like, I'm not throwing it away. So it was like the bed is way too high. Like it's already a problem, but we're fucking in the bed. And at one point I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna like get on my knees and like do something sexy, like do some like weird kissing on like the stomach or whatever. I don't know. And I like literally backflipped off the bed, but also like not even like, that was kind of funny. He didn't know what happened. He was like, where did you go? And I scraped all of my toes and I was bleeding, like limped back into bed crying. And then we just never finished. And the next morning I was like, you gotta go.
Oh no.
And those sheets did have like weird bloody toes at the bottom.
Oh, no. Like,
it's bad. I don't think we ever fucked again.
I would have been like, I'm bleeding, but we gotta finish.
Exactly. Like, I gotta put my feet in a comfortable position.
Do you not have a box spring now?
No, I don't. I live in a furnished house.
Is that like a thing? People don't have box springs?
I think that like beds aren't made for them anymore. Like they used to have a deeper like side. So now it's like the headboard is like ruined or like it's just hidden if you have a box spring. Like I think that spring mattresses are passe.
Oh, I have a box spring. I just bought a box spring.
Does it feel like it's really like...
Oh, it's super high up. My frame is also raised, so I have to climb into bed and I fucking love it.
It feels very regal until you fall out of bed.
Fair. And I have not had sex in my bed yet, but I do like to move around so like my bed knows what's coming.
Yeah, no, same for sure.
Because 2020, I'm gonna be fucking.
Yeah, you gotta get those preliminary rocks in.
I cannot wait for 2020.
Me neither. I'm
running for it. 2019 feels like it is crawling to a finish. I have never felt a year go slower than this one.
Someone said to me the other day, they were like, do you remember like, that Old Town Road came out this year? And I'm like, no, it didn't.
What? It did?
Yes. Old Town Road feels like it happened 3 years ago and it was just this summer.
I truly thought it was 2 years ago.
Oh my God. This year's a decade.
Yeah, truly. It's been too long. We got to get rid of this year.
I'm so over it.
I'm over it too. I thought it was did you have a bad year? Or do you have a good year?
It was like a good year career-wise, but I feel like it was just stressful. Like the length of it felt like everything was harder than it had to be.
I agree.
I'm like, why is it still going? Like, everything is inconvenient. I moved, and moving is the worst thing you could do.
Ugh, moving sucks.
I was like, oh, I thought I had money, but actually, I don't.
Moving is so expensive.
It's like, the most expensive. I know this isn't true, but I swear it cost $50,000 to move to LA. Like, moving, every week I was just burning it.
When I moved 15 minutes away from my old apartment to where I live now. And it cost so much money.
It's so much. The movers, I had my car shipped from Kentucky. Uh-huh. That was $1,000.
Why did you have a car shipped from Kentucky?
So that's where I'm from. And when I moved to New York, like I bought a car in Kentucky right before I decided to move to New York.
Oh.
So I paid it off while I was in New York, but I just like drive it on holidays. And then I got here and everyone drives crazy. I'm like, I'm not getting a nice car. Like we're going to drive this Nissan Cube and you guys can just fuck it up.
Yeah, Nissan Cube.
Yeah, you know, get that Cube. I call it Cuba Gooding Jr., but he's canceled. So.
Oh, did he get canceled?
I mean, I don't know if it's official, but he for sure is getting lots of accusations.
Dang.
But the car is not going to change his name.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is very funny for a car name.
It's great.
My old car's name was Sam Champion, which doesn't make any sense. He's just a weatherman on the East Coast.
That's a real person?
Yeah.
He's a great name.
Real tan man who gives you the weather.
Sam Champion is my favorite car name.
I don't know why that was my old car's name. My new car doesn't have a name.
Yeah, I have a hard time. Like, I don't know. All of my cars, I've had four cars. I totaled the first one. That was the Duchess, RIP. The second one was the Duke because I had to get it. And it was like, it looked exactly the same. We got them both from police car auctions, apparently. You know, Cavaliers get repossessed all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So
probably because they were a super cheap car. And then people would be like, oh, yeah, I can afford to pay this off. And then it was like, no, I can't.
Yeah. Like, actually, like it was only $300, but it's really crazy. So those were the two. And then, I forget. I had an Infiniti and I don't remember what I called her. And then
an Infiniti.
Yeah, it was old. It was a 95, but it had heated seats, electric, like moving shit, great bass, a Bose sound system.
Ooh.
And then it all broke because the, I don't know, something very easy to fix wasn't fixed. And I was like, cool. So I've had a bad long history with cars, but that part is so expensive.
My first car's name was Putt-Putt, because when he would go up hills, he'd go Putt-Putt-Putt. And then sometimes it just sounded like the Keebler elves were under my hood. Like, it would be like...
just having a little rave.
And after Putt-Putt... Oh, then that was Sam Champion. Yeah. And now my current car.
Nice. Yeah, the Duke, the second Cavalier, had this problem where sometimes the passenger door would just open while you're driving. And, like, I'd have people in the front seat, and we, like, take a turn at the mall and be like... Like, just huge car door open. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, is your seatbelt on?
That's terrifying, because yeah. I hate wearing my seatbelt, so I probably would have fallen out of your car.
You would have absolutely tuck and rolled and gotten hit by the next car.
I've been hit by several cars, maybe just two.
Damn, you got hit by cars legit?
Yeah, but, both times I was doing a bit.
My bit is getting run over.
Where my friend is, going very slowly, and I, jump out in front of it. And then twice my friends were like, well, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, high school is a wild time. My dog is falling off this couch.
Yeah, I feel like your dog is honestly protesting.
He also needs a bath desperately. He's the dirtiest dog in America.
He's getting all those popcorn kernels though.
I can't believe he had popcorn in his fur. Do you have an animal?
I have none.
Do you want an animal?
I don't know. I think that in my dream world, I would have a rabbit.
A rabbit?
Yeah, because you just leave it in the cage all day and it is really self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. But then you come home, you hold it for a while, then it poops in on you and you're like, okay, goodbye.
Why don't you get a cat?
I feel like cats are so polarizing. I think I would lose friends if I got a cat.
Really?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who have been in love and then the person hid that they had a cat from them. And when they finally went over there, they're like, this has to end. Like, your cat is the problem.
Oh my God.
They smell bad. They're gross. They lick themselves. The hairball thing. I don't know if you've ever seen a real hairball.
No.
It is horrible. It's they just pack mucus into hair and then spit it at you. It's gross. And I feel like cats, I've had some friends, not all of my friends who have cats, but some friends where they don't smell it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You know, they have a cat and you've never been to their house, but they're they don't know that it smells like that. ammonia cat smell.
Ammonia cat smell.
Yeah, because their pee is ammonia.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I guess I've never really noticed cat smells.
And they shed way worse. Whoever likes cats is gonna be one star review on this episode. Akilah's a bitch.
But people do love cats. People yeah, who have cats love their cats.
They do, but also it's a disease. You know toxoplasmosis? It's that disease where the cats basically mark you and then more cats are attracted to you. That's why some people become cat people. Other cats just keep coming at them and they don't even know. They're
how
marked.
Weird.
It's a disease.
That's so
I'm afraid
strange.
Of cats. I don't know. And I've never had a dog. And I think that they're just waking up before I want to help something. I'm it better be my own child so I don't murder it.
Well, he will... Yeah, fair. He'll wake up early, but he'll chill out till I take him on a walk.
Oh, nice.
He doesn't, he's never please, please, please.
My friend's dog shit all over her walls because she's hit snooze.
On her walls?
Yeah, literally just on the, put his butt against the wall and smeared it. And
that's disgusting.
And I'm like, yo, the disrespect, I would go to jail. No one can do this to me.
You can't do that.
So I just have fears. So I work at Crooked Media. And it's a kennel. Everyone mm-hmm. has a dog. There's literally a sign up sheet in hours because everyone wants to bring their dog. Mm-hmm. And they're not all the dogs like each other. So you have to know when you can bring yours.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah. So it's I'm always around dogs. So it's not I need my own necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I do think that some of those dogs are very dismissive.
Fair. Yeah. Sometimes dogs are rude.
I couldn't take that kind of rejection. If I'm paying for things, the dog doesn't like me and be wow, we shouldn't be together.
Well, I feel the minute you meet a dog, it's this dog likes me or this dog doesn't like me. And then you don't have to buy the dog the dog that doesn't love you.
Yeah, you're exactly
get the
right.
one that likes you.
I mean, I think that's true. But wouldn't every rescue dog like you?
No.
They're all please save me from this hellish plight.
No, some of them are mean and don't want to be your friend.
I mean, maybe that is the dog. We could be bitches together.
I like having it because I don't feel alone.
I mean, that's real. Everyone's you won't be as lonely. I have a housemate and he's bi-coastal and I very rarely see him because I live in the guest house. It's a weird situation.
It's not weird. So he lives in the front house, you live in the back house.
Yeah, but why I'm black, so it's it seems a little
here's a mess. I made you get breakfast.
Yeah.
I'll go back to my house.
Yeah, the slave quarters are fine.
Is it a pool house? Is there a pool?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who is this person? Pepper. I mean, he's you don't cool. have to say their name.
He's really cool. You'd like him. He's
a producer.
We met doing the HBO Pod Save thing. He's friends mm-hmm. with lots of cool people, and he brought two of the celebrities who'd made cameos. And I found out we had some mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And then he had some dank living situation here. Like, rich person lives in the hills, is never home, and he was just living there for free. Then they were like, we're actually coming back. So he wanted to go in on a house. He needed one more person. Technically, there's another person, but we've never met him, and he's never been in the house. But he pays rent.
Wait, what?
It's all bizarre.
So he bought a house.
No. No. We're all renting. It's just a furnished house.
Oh, okay. So you're renting a furnished house with three people.
It's like reverse Three's Company. Like two dudes and me. But one of the dudes has never been to the house. He lives in Berlin full time. And he just like decided to pay rent the past 3 months. So
what? Like just in case he has to be in LA?
Yeah. I think he's like one of those like trust fund kids, but that's cool.
Why not?
Mom stayed in his room for Thanksgiving. So like it's helpful.
That's nice. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
No, it was rainy.
Here?
It was so cold and rainy here. It was 48 degrees 3 days in a row. We did watch all of Watchmen. I got stoned with my mom for the first time ever, which was like something I've been waiting for.
Did she smoke a lot of weed?
When she was in high school, yes. I read her yearbook when I was like 12. Mm-hmm. And one of the things like loved hotboxing with you, Marilyn. And I was like, mom, what's hotboxing? She's like, put that away.
Oh, wow.
And, but in her adulthood, she's been like very like, even in New York, obviously I had weed and she like would never, she's like, I don't want any. But she was here and she's like, man, my back is hurting. My sciatica is out of control. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mom, let's get stoned. And we watched Watchmen. We laughed all night. And then we saw Knives Out. But it was like, it was just super chill. And she flew across the country to like sit in a house.
I mean, some people's love language is like just spending time with somebody.
I think that's right. I think she honestly also like, she's getting older. I don't think she was like super enthralled by the idea of like walking around Los Angeles. So it was a good excuse, but.
I mean, it's like, what are you going to walk around and see?
It was so cold.
I'm also, I guess, jaded because I live here. So I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to?
Yeah, I don't know what is the, like, I mean, in New York, I feel like you just wander because you look at stuff. But here I'm like, it's not really like a thing you look at. Like, we really got to find a place and be there.
Yeah. It's like what do you?
We got to go to the beach?
I don't know. My sister came once and I was like, so what do you want to do? And she was like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know.
My answer is just Disneyland, and no one wants to go to Disneyland. I'm telling you, everyone is like, why would you want to do that? I'm like, because it's like an alternate reality because real reality is bad.
I don't like Disney. I was on the Kelly Clarkson show. Thank you so much. And there was a lady that we were helping like get a date with someone. So it was like The Voice where she was turned around and two dudes talked and they were like, I would take you on a date to Disney, blah, blah, blah. She was like a real Disney head. So she picked the dude that said that their first date would be Disney. And I was like, that is a sociopath. Anybody who wants to take you to Disney World on a first date is crazy.
I would love that. You know why? If you're on a ride and it's going poorly, you don't even hear them. There's so many ways to escape them. It's so distracting.
Okay, so you don't like
but not all day.
So you meet someone, they go, let's go to Disney. And you go, all right, great. So then you guys drive together to Disney. So like for me, that's like an hour.
That's really long.
So you're in a car for an hour with somebody to get to know them for the first time. And then you park and then you've got to walk to the park.
Yeah, it takes like 25 to 30 minutes.
So then you're in the park. You've spent too much money to get in.
Yeah.
You spent $1,000 on a hot dog.
The parking.
And then you're like, I hate this person, but you spent money.
You also have 10 more hours.
So you have to spend the day with them. Yeah. I would never. You are a crazy fucking person if you're taking me to Disneyland on our first date.
I would do it as like a big group date, like if it was like six friends and then we could switch off dudes if we didn't like them.
A group date? What is this? You can't have a key party at Disney?
I think we should make it a thing. I have a friend who just does a bunch of shrooms and goes like every other day.
Really?
And
no,
she's
thank
so
you.
Fulfilled.
It does not seem fun or good to me. So do you think 2020 is going to be your year and you're going to find somebody?
I think it's my year in every regard. I think I'm going to meet someone. We're going to fall in love. I'll probably get pregnant immediately.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to move into my own house. I honestly don't want to. My house is great, but I'll do it. Fine. We'll move into a house together that he pays for.
Okay.
I think my job will continue to be awesome. Other jobs will continue to arise. My skin will clear up. My hair will stop being so dandruffy. That's the thing about LA I hate. It's too dry.
The water here is weird, too.
Yo, I've never had dandruff. It's like dermatitis or something. Like, it's not even regular dandruff. It's, like, blue.
Like, you have blue
my scalp
flakes?
Is just, like, dark blue dots that just, like, explode.
Wow.
Like, if I just, like, touched my head right now, it would be, like, a snowstorm.
I would say, please don't.
Yeah, I want to, like, keep this place
I say keep that
friendly.
For you. You take that home with you. It's good
yeah,
for you.
No one needs my skin flakes, but you know, we're just trying to survive.
Just out here in these streets trying to survive.
Yeah.
So we've come to the end. I ask this question almost every week. Some weeks I forget. Would you date me?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We would have a lot of fun. I wouldn't take you to Disneyland.
Thank
but
you.
I do think that we could both sit on my couch, play Nintendo Switch until we realized the game was too long and hard, watch House Hunters International,
no.
judge the people. You don't like the International?
I hate International.
Because they always have $3 and they always go to Ecuador and they're and like, they're this like, house is $15,
yeah.
comes with a cleaning lady and an ocean for you.
I'm
and
like,
they're like,
but
it's
I don't
not
like
gonna.
It.
The tile is bad.
It's so annoying.
I feel like the House Hunters in America, though, they always end up in like the same house. Like, I think it's one house that they just like go through.
Mm-hmm.
No one has an original style in their house.
No. And then I like looking at the, okay, so there was Pool Hunters for a hot second.
That was a show?
Pool Hunters was great.
Just
it
to
was
get up.
Almost, like, I feel like it was a bit. It was like, how many times can we say pool in an episode of House Hunters?
And but this like, pool's not good.
You'd be surprised.
Also, who has specifics for a pool? Like, they want it to be shaped like something? Deep enough?
I don't know.
A cleaning person comes like with it?
A bunch of kids being like, I can't wait till we get a pool. Because when we get a pool, we can swim in the pool. Because we love pools. Pools, pools, pools.
Mom, if you love me, you'll get a pool.
Yeah, it was a wild show. Okay, so we're at the end. I already said that. But if you like this episode of Oh, I Want You to Date Me. Oh, wait, do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, I host What a Day. It's a daily news pop culture podcast at Cricket Media. It is a lot more fun than every other daily news podcast. We make jokes. A lot of the jokes are bad, and you don't feel like I got informed and now I have to die. You think, huh, I feel empowered. And I also don't know all of, like, I don't have to learn all the things that mm-hmm. aren't important. I'm not distracted. So that comes out every single day from Cricket Media. What a Day. My book, obviously, Stories from My Timeline. It's a bunch of essays. You should get it. It's mm-hmm. chill. It's available everywhere that books are sold and where books are stolen. If you'd like to just go steal it from
just
a Barnes and Noble.
Steal it from a Barnes and Noble.
Whatever you want to do, but read it. And yeah, just follow me on Twitter, at Akilah, obviously. She got jokes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, and if you like this episode, you can rate it and subscribe and, I don't know, listen to it more. And if you send me something nasty, I will read it. This person said, I'd love to fill your ass with my cum, stick a butt plug in it, ew, then walk you around all day so you're like my own little milk jug. How awful.
That's the worst
this
thing I've
ever was heard. Terrible.
I want to die.
But that's
I was
it.
Better before I heard that.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.